Come ye now in from the cold, to make merry as in days of old, to ancient times we'll soon return, when bonfires on the solstice did burn. And for such a journey back in time, it seems only fitting that my words should rhyme. So now, again, your minister's feeble attempt to lead worship in a way you never would have dreamt. On this, our festive solstice day, our service will be less prayer and more play. And that another question does raise. What to wear on this most festive of days? What mummers wore is hard to know, but fear not. Sir Michael, Sir Paul, Lady Thong, he and I will don an appropriate chapeau. Please be seated. And now, 'tis time to kindle our fire and let all know our heart's desire to banish darkness and bring the light that shows to us the path of right. To light our flames, we now call Sir Paul and Sir Michael to the front of the hall. We need your help with this task, too. So of this I now politely ask, open your orders of service, and there you'll see chalice-lighting words. Please repeat them with me. Candles, fire, and stars, these are the symbols of this most blessed season. Candles for the banishing of darkness, fires to warm hearth and home, stars to beckon us, guiding our footsteps to the holiest. Next, our Advent wreath we will light. Soon four candles will be burning right, telling us that Christmas is near, and the angel's message we will soon hear of a child born in a manger stall who proclaimed peace on earth, goodwill to all. A second candle of hope we light to pierce the darkness of the night. Hope for the world we proclaim, and to bring it to others is our aim. A third candle is love's light burning in every heart that is our yearning. The fourth pink candle we light for joy, for every man, woman, girl, and boy. It is our Yule log that we now light, and in song we escape the winter's fright. So rise and sing, if you would be so kind, a hymn insert you will find. This carol tells of days of old and how those folks dispelled the cold. And please remain upon your feet as our covenant and affirmation we repeat. We'll enter into a time of prayer and meditation, first with spoken words, a poem by Rebecca Parker, then singing hymn number 55, and then followed by a brief time of silent thought and prayer. Winter Solstice by Rebecca Parker. Perhaps for a moment, the wheels stop rolling, the computers desist from computing, and a hush will fall over the city. For an instant, in the stillness, the chiming of the celestial spheres will be heard as earth hangs poised in the crystalline darkness and then gracefully tilts. Let there be a season when holiness is heard and the splendor of living is revealed. Stunned to stillness by beauty, we remember who we are and why we are here. There are inexplicable mysteries. We are not alone. In the universe, there moves a wild one whose gestures alter the earth's axis towards love. In the immense darkness, everything spins with joy. The cosmos enfolds us. We are caught in a web of stars, cradled in a swaying embrace, rocked by the holy night. Babes of the universe, let this be the time we wake to life like spring wakes in the moment of winter solstice. A play is soon to start, but no tickets have we. So how will we pay for the production, we'll see? But wait, I have an idea. It's all beginning to come clear. Pass the hat. No better yet. Silver plates for such a fete. A production so rare is your feast today. So be not miserly. It's time to pay. And as we pay, let us sing. Let a song of Christmas giving ring. The words in your order of service you will see, and for when to sing, just watch me. Now to Fellowship Hall, where a feast of goodies is prepared for all. And as you go, take with you the light. May it shine in your heart both day and night. And now to you and your kin, good wishes we bring. A song of Merry Christmas, let us together sing.